Buenos dias and welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. Today is Wednesday, January 31st. Wow, January is already over. I cannot believe how time has passed so fast. And so many things have happened. So many things. Today I would like to talk about not letting people see you sweat. Don't let people see you pressed. You know, whatever situation you're going through, make sure you keep it on the wraps. Because guess what? Putting it on social media, nobody cares. Newsflash, I'm gonna let you know that right now. Maybe one or two people in your close, tight circle care. But those people online, those 200 people you follow, they don't care. They don't care. So if you're having a meltdown, if you're having an angry episode, if you're having your relationship out there with your girlfriend cheating, your boyfriend cheating, people don't care. They'll sit there with their popcorn and they're gonna eat it and watch you implode in public. I do believe some things need to be kept private. You know, I like my privacy. I don't put a lot of my personal things online. I barely even post my children on social media. So when I see other people doing all these displays of emotions online, I've been feeling so sad for those people. Because I'm sitting here like, girl, if only you knew that them people don't care. They're just laughing at your pain. They're laughing at your misery. They're laughing at your dysfunctional life. I love the internet world that we're in, the technical world that we're in. But I do believe some people take it too far and share way too much online. You need to put your phone down. Put it down, Karen. Put it down, Linda. Put it down, Juan. Put it down, Martin. Put it down, Jaquan. Put it down. Just put it down. Put the phone down. Please limit the activity that you have with the internet, because then people don't care. What you should be working on is a brooding trauma. That's what you should be working on, so that you can see that you can have your meltdowns, but have them in private. Don't put them online, because people don't care. They will turn you into a meme in a heartbeat. They will turn you into a gif, however you want to say it, in a heartbeat. I mean, come on. Age has nothing to do with wisdom and being mature. So you cannot even sit there and say, oh, is this teenagers, these Gen Zs that are putting their whole life online? No, ma'am. There's millennials, there's baby boomers, there's all types of people on the internet doing their TikTok dance, sharing that their men cheated on them, their men beat them, but tomorrow they're together. He bought her a bouquet of rose, took her to Red Lobster, she ate them cheddar biscuits, and he's back. He's back in her life. Like, he didn't just beat the bricks off of her yesterday. No. No, absolutely not. Don't let people see you sweat. Don't let them see you pressed. Later I'm going to talk about this whole, if you follow the rap scene or the artist scene in music, there's this whole trauma with Nicki and Megan the Stallion right now. There's this whole beef situation. Low-key, I know everything is marketing, and bad publicity is good publicity. So both of them is winning. Both of them is getting their bag at the end of the day. And I really hope everyone really is seeing that even if you're famous, you could have a meltdown online. Britney Spears was going through a whole bunch when she shaved her head, was under conservatory and all this stuff. People, they had no idea the kind of control her father had on her. And her kids being taken away and all this drama. I've grown up with some of these Disney stars. And for example, Jennette McCurdy, with the situation that her mom was abusive and she didn't know it. She thought the way that she was living was normal. So many things. Being famous doesn't stop life from happening from you. And when you do decide to change, don't think it's going to be easy. It's going to be painful. It's going to be excruciating. You're going to want to quit. You're going to want to give up. You're going to want to stay. What's the point? What's the point of healing if it hurts? whenever you got a wound, a physical wound, it hurts when it's healing, right? So why would you think emotional healing is not going to hurt? It's gonna hurt, right? So when you're working on changing childhood trauma, old ideas, judgment of others, perspectives you were raised with, self-doubt, maybe some addiction, things you do not really want to talk about that happened to you, that you try to hide, and people who think you can't change your life, it's really hard. It's really hard to change all of that. When you choose to change, barriers will arise. You start feeling crazy and awful. It's because you're building a solid foundation. You didn't have a solid foundation to begin with, but now that you're trying to build a solid foundation, it's painful. And you gotta go through the growing pains. When you're little, that your molars are coming in, your teeth are coming in, that hurts. Some kids even get fevers. Their skin starts to break and everything. When your teeth come in, they hurt, right? So many things in our body, when they come in, when they're growing, when they're changing, it hurts, right? Physically, things hurt. You put in all these good things in you, right? You're going for that walk. You're hitting the gym. You're hitting that church. You're hitting the community. You're hitting all these outlets. You're completing all these outlets every day. You're journaling every day. You're reading every day. You're watching podcasts. You're watching any social media platform to influence on how to change your mindset, how to remap your brain into having a solid foundation. You're doing all these steps. About 50% of the way, some people are gonna give up because the pain is too great. They'll go back to their old habits. They'll go back to that boyfriend that beats them. They'll go back to that girlfriend that cheats on them. They'll go back to that parent that belittles them and takes advantage of them. They'll go back to their predator, whatever situation it is. At 50% of the road of healing, some people will give up and go back to their old habits because they think, what's the point? It hurts being in trauma and it hurts in healing. What's the point? What's the difference? Let me go back to what is known. Let me go back to what's familiar. It's going to be uncomfortable to heal. It's going to be uncomfortable to change because that's not familiar to you. As human beings, we like to follow patterns and routines of safety. We like to have a safety net in order to survive and thrive. In order to change, we have to get out of our comfort zone. And we have to be ready for the pain that's going to come. Because those negative thoughts, those old beliefs, they're going to come back. They're gonna tell you, why are you doing this for? Nobody cares about you. You're so ugly. You're fat. Your mom is not proud of you. All these thoughts, they're going to pop in here and there. They are going to they're going to show their little ugly head. And they're going to try to bring you down. And you have to talk back to yourself and essentially mother yourself and tell yourself, no, that's not true. That's a lie. That is not factual. Put some bass on your voice and talk to those old beliefs and old ideas. And whatever other belief your parents, your uncles, your loved ones put in your head about you being worthless, you have to talk back to those things and tell them, no, it's a lie. That's not who I am. I have value, I have worth, and I love myself. Right? That's you putting all those good things inside of you to build that solid foundation. And yes, you may ask, why is all these old things coming up? Why is all this trauma coming up? It's because you are uprooting all your old trauma. You're uprooting it, and that's something that your brain was already used to. It's not used to this new thing that you're doing. You have to make it into a habit. These outlets that you're fulfilling, you have to make them into a habit. Even though you don't want to do these outlets, do them. Every single day, do them. I'm not saying be positive, go lucky, hippie all day. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you can take 30 minutes out of your day to do something good for yourself, for your sanity, for your well-being. Because you deserve it. Because you need it. Because you want it. Because you desire it. The healing journey is painful. It is what it is. It's painful. Don't go back to your old habits. Please don't give up. Do not go back to your old habits. They are not worth it. Do not repeat generational trauma. Whatever things were dumped on you growing up, there's no excuse. There's no excuse for you to be 20 years old, 30 years old, 55 years old, and say, oh, my life is not going well because I'm just not lucky. My life doesn't seem to turn around because my mom did this and this and this to me. My mom was ignorant. My mom didn't like to work. Blah, 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 blah. Those are excuses. You don't have to repeat your parents' mistake. You don't have to repeat your husband, your girlfriend, your best friend's mistakes. You don't have to repeat them. You have to break those chains. The power is in you. You don't got the skills. Go get the skills. There's no excuse. We have too much information out there. All you have to do is go online, go to the library, go anywhere in the community. The information is out there. You just have to go learn it. You don't necessarily have to go to college to learn a skill. So don't try to sit there and come for me and say, oh, you're telling me to go to college, it's too expensive, yada, yada, yada. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying go find the resources that are affordable to you in order for you to improve as a person. Because what your mama did to you, what your uncle did to you, what your brother did to you does not define who you are. Today, you need to take a stand and say, I'm going to do this for me. I'm going to become the person who I know that I can be. It's your responsibility. Take accountability today and say, no more. No more. I deserve better than this. And I will get better than this. Yes, I fall. Yes, I'm falling and I'm going to keep falling. But I'm not going to stay down. I'm going to keep fighting. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep growing. And I will have growing pains. With pains and all, I'm going to keep going. I'm tired. Lord knows that I'm tired. But I'm going to keep going. I'm not a loser. I'm not a quitter. I'm not weak. And mind you, when I say weak, I don't mean, oh, crying makes you weak. You're a girl, so you're weak. That's not what I mean. Everyone has weaknesses, and it's part of the human experience. I'm saying in the sense of, because I've fallen doesn't mean that I'm weak. It's how I get back up that matters. By creating new habits, by sticking to those habits, by having the discipline, by enforcing boundaries. If you don't know what boundaries are at this point, go look it up. Go find out the things that you're allowing people to do to you that you don't like. Go find out a healthy way to enforce your boundaries, to let people know, hey, the way that you are treating me is not okay. You need to respect me because I respect you. Respect should be all around. Doesn't matter the age. Some people like to say, oh, I don't need to respect an 8-year-old. Yes, you do. That's a human being. Children don't deserve to be disrespected because they're children, because they don't pay no bills, because they sleep most of the time and play video games all day. That's what children are supposed to do, play. There's time in this planet for everything. When they grow up, then let them stress about bills and stuff. But don't be harassing an 8-year-old about, I don't need to respect you because you're not struggling. You don't know what life is. You don't know what the value of money. Don't be putting all that stuff on kids. Don't do it. It doesn't make no sense. Keep working on uprooting your traumas. Keep working on uprooting old ideas, judgment of others, perspectives you were raised with. Keep working on that. Don't let them see you stress. Don't let them see you sweat. Keep your stuff private. Stop putting all that stuff on Twitter. Stop putting your fingers to that keyboard. Stop putting your fingers on your phone, whatever device it is that you're using, to tell the world, today I went to school and Mariah said this and this to me and I told her we were going to square up at 3. Don't do it. Stop incriminating yourself online as well. People are doing way too much. Way too much online. Way too much. Cut it out. Cut it out. It's not cute at all. Let's work on being better in 2024. Let's work on privacy. Let's work on uprooting these traumas that we clearly all have. Do not quit. Keep going. Even though it's painful. Even though it's painful, keep going. It's painful, so what? Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Athletes go through pain all the time. Artists go through pain all the time. Everyone in this world is dealing with something. Not just me. So when you talk to people, make sure you're kind. Don't be deflecting on them. Don't be telling them, oh, little miss perfect, little miss responsible. Stop comparing yourself to others. Have the mentality of, how can I be like that person? Instead of thinking, why them and not me? Change the mindset. Your mindset is what's stopping you from reaching your potential. Stop pointing the fingers at others and saying it's them. Yes, they did it to you. I'm not saying that your experience is not valid. Your experience is valid, your emotions is valid. What I'm saying is, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Because those people are not thinking about you. They're not thinking about you. They're living their normal life. They didn't think about what they did to you in 2002. They didn't think about what they did to you in 2019. They haven't thought about it once. They're chilling. And you're stressing, thinking about the person day in and day out. Every little decision that you make. Oh no, I can't put gas in my car because my uncle, he used to smack me when I... Sir, ma'am. Go to therapy. Go to therapy. Go to therapy. But do something. Because the world keeps going. Time doesn't wait for nobody. Time is not waiting for us. It's really not. Okay, I would like to move on to some internet drama or online drama, social media drama. I don't even know what to call it, but right now there is this Megan Thee Stallion versus Nicki Minaj supposed beef, and Twitter was going crazy, TikTok was going crazy, Instagram was going crazy because Nicki Minaj heard Megan Thee Stallion's song called Hiss, and there's a bar that Megan Thee Stallion says in her song that says, you're not mad at me, you're mad at Megan's Law. Nicki Minaj is married to a man that's a registered sex offender, and Megan's Law is involving that kind of situation, right? So let me give you a definition of Megan's Law. According to Google, Megan's Law is the name for a federal law in the United States requiring law enforcement authorities to make information available to the public regarding registered sex offenders. Laws were created in response to the murder of Megan Kanka. Now, this bar made Nicki Minaj feel really hurt because she married a sex offender. I can't even get into the details of that whole situation because Nicki was spiraling on live Instagram for 24 hours. And a lot of people are calling her a bully now. A lot of people were saying, y'all should know that Nicki Minaj is the problem because she's had beef with so many women in the entertainment industry. Let's not forget the beef between her and Mariah back in American Idol. Her beef with Cardi B and so on and so forth. So people that had their Barbs card, they call Barbs, her fans, they're called Barbs. People were throwing away their Barb card because of this one. You know, they were telling her that she didn't need to be spiraling in her 41-year-old of life beefing with a 28-year-old. Megan Thee Stallion is 28 and Nicki Minaj is 41. They're saying because of her age, her spiraling like that on Instagram Live was too much. She is tarnishing her legacy. People were saying she didn't need to stoop low by saying, bringing up Megan Thee Stallion's dead mother. You can literally look any of this drama up on any social media, you will find it. Right now, lyrically speaking, Nicki Minaj came out with a response to Megan Thee Stallion's Hiss song, and Nicki Minaj's song is called Bigfoot. She likes to call Megan Thee Stallion Bigfoot because Megan Thee Stallion is tall. Calling another black woman Bigfoot is crazy, but whatever. To each his own. I think for this round, I'm Team Megan. I love them both. I'm a millennial. I grew up listening to Nicki Minaj. I know a lot of her songs. I don't know too many of Megan's songs. I know a few. But I listened to his and I listened to Bigfoot. Lyrically, for me, his took the round for me in this one. Nicki Minaj says she's gonna have a second installment to the diss. We'll see what she's gonna bring for the next round. But for now, that's all the messy news I have, I guess. Something entertaining for me that I've been enjoying right now. A trending topic. I should just call it a trending topic. I don't know what I'm gonna name this session. I think I should call it a trending topic. So the trending topic on social media today is Megan Thee Stallion versus Nicki Minaj. Which team are you on if you listen to either of them? If you don't, keep it moving. Now, I would like to leave you guys with affirmations and quotes for the day, as I usually do. I'm reading a card from Promises from God for Women that I got from Barnes & Noble. Today's card says, "Thank you for always making me smile." That's nice. That's beautiful. I love that. Thank you for always making me smile. Whoever is listening, thank you for always making me smile. Rejoice in the Lord always. Philippians 4:4. Also, please, please, please know and try to work on this affirmation that says, "My inner world is peaceful. It is safe for me to look within. Each time I look deeper into myself, I will find incredibly beautiful treasures. I support myself in making the right choices for me. I am incredibly capable. Whenever I encounter a challenge in my life, I use the experience to learn and grow." Let me repeat that for the people in the back. Today's affirmation is, "I am incredibly capable. Whenever I encounter a challenge in my life, I use the experience to learn and grow." I hope any of these affirmations that I said can help you get through the day, through the hour, through the minute, because I don't know what kind of situation you're going through right now. Please, 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 keep going. Keep growing. I do hope that you're learning something and taking something from each experience, because things are happening for us, not to us. If how vulnerable I have been today with you has helped in any way, please, girl, what you waiting for? Download the episode and follow me. I put out new episodes every Wednesday. I am growing through every experience. Hope you are too.